Good morning, this is Tyson and Afrida with your 11am Zlines. In local news, the government has engaged with the public to receive feedback regarding transport accessibility. The new Brisbane Metro pilot vehicle has been tested by the public, by those with lived experiences. Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner has stated that this vehicle includes 10 priority seats, 3 dedicated mobility aid bays, next stop audio, and visual direct driver communication devices. This implementation into Brisbane Transport is a result of a collaboration with the Accessibility Working Group.
A new luxury riverside tower is planned to be built in Kangaroo Point. Developers lodged an application with Brisbane City Council this week for the approval of a new 15-storey tower. This luxury apartment will only hold 14 residents, one per level. This building development is occurring at the same time as the Minister for Housing, Megan Scanlon, visited the Sunshine Coast to address the housing crisis. As this project is expected to cost $100 million, it's faced criticism for development amid soaring living costs and the housing crisis.
In national news, Ben Robert Smith has lost his prominent defamation case after taking 3 newspapers and 3 journalists to court over perceived defamatory material claiming he was a war criminal and committing domestic violence. The judge threw out the case on the grounds he was proven guilty of more serious imputations that he was a war criminal, ending a 110-day multi-million dollar trial in a matter of minutes.
A conservative lobby group campaigning a no vote against the proposed Voice to Parliament has been accused of misrepresenting the no movement. The group, Advance Australia, featured images of First Nations critics of The Voice, like Professor Irene Watson, without their consent, and she claims her statements were used out of context. This has continued what Indigenous activist Vanessa Turnbull-Roberts calls the misrepresentation of the Genuine No campaign of First Nations communities who have challenged the commitments, integrity and impact of The Voice on Indigenous livelihood.
In international news, a Malaysian climber has been rescued near the summit of Mount Everest in what is known as the Death Zone, where temperatures can reach lower than negative 30 degrees Celsius. Jelji Sherpa found the climber clinging to a rope and hauled him down 600 metres over 6 hours to where another guide joined the rescue. Officials have stated that rescues at this altitude are extremely rare and are often impossible.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
I hit a roo and I killed it.
You do know roos come out.